Yesterday, the Coalition Government and Labor announced they were teaming up to save the Australian Renewable Energy Agency, or ARENA for short. On the surface, it would appear this is a victory for ARENA, but is it really? The Wise Nicole Wedding has a story.
Renewable energy researchers normally welcome any funding, but they're hesitant to celebrate the news that the Coalition and Labor have teamed up to save ARENA, since it won't be funded as it has been in the past. Nicola Eisen is a senior research consultant at the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney. She explains what the bipartisan deal means for ARENA.
ARENA was set up a number of years ago under the Rudd government to combine all of Australia's renewable energy grants and research funding programs. It had a budget out to 2022, and already it was cut under the Abbott government by $435 million. The remaining budget is $1.3 million. There was an agreement led by the coalition to cut $500 million, so $500 million from that remaining $1.3 billion. So ARENA will retain $800 million. This is after the coalition had proposed to cut the full amount. We see what happened yesterday was basically both the saving of ARENA and the slashing of its budget yet again by $500 million.
Why is funding important?
Australians love renewables. We know that because poll after poll tells us that. We know that because there are over 1.5 million households that have solar on their roofs, and we know that because there are more than 80 communities developing community-owned renewable energy projects. And ARENA plays a really critical role within Australia's policy mix in supporting the deployment and the development of renewable energy technologies. And its role is threefold. It supports research and development. It supports bringing down of new technologies down the cost curve so that they can become cost competitive with the existing market. And it also provides a range of capacity building and research projects that look at how to better integrate renewable energy into our existing energy system.
Is $800 million over the next 5 years enough? And what level of funding would be ideal or even adequate in your view?
We need more funding and not less. And I would say that the $1.3 billion is the minimum that would be useful and probably likely to be more. We did research here at the Institute for Sustainable Futures looking at what it would take to move to 100% renewable energy system. So that's all energy, not just electricity, but transport and industry as well. And the amount that ARENA gets every year is about 1% of the total cost of moving to that transition, and that's just in a five-year period.
Nicola Eisen, Senior Research Consultant at the University of Technology, Sydney. John Connor is the CEO at the Climate Institute. He says the details of the deal remain unclear.
I also want to see some of the details. There's been a bit of confusion about exactly where they're drawing that money for to cover the bases, and some speculation that that would come from the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, although I've just heard the Minister speaking in Parliament saying they are distinct.
John says ARENA still has plenty of work to do.
We've just had a big round of investment in solar photovoltaic, so the solar panels. Quite excitingly, ARENA still is going to be important, and some of that grant money in leveraging other technologies that we still need out there, solar thermals, some of the big towers, and also technologies to make sure that an intermittent source for renewables, so when the sun's shining and the wind's blowing, and that can match up around the country, but making sure we can back that up so the technologies there, advances we still need there, ARENA should be playing a critical role in. It's a very important part of the architecture. It's not the whole thing by any means.
Will this set Australia back in meeting the Paris Climate Agreement?
Depends on a much bigger range of policies. We are certainly well short in terms of our targets and the policies to help them to be playing a part in what the actual goals of the Paris Climate Agreement, which is to help limit global warming and ultimately get down to net zero emissions. So we haven't seen this government yet talking about how and when they're going to aim for net zero emissions, nor have we got the policies there. We'll need more than just grant monies for some technologies. We need policies that phase out and replace coal-fired power stations, for example. We need policies there to make sure that we're putting more into public transport or cleaner transport. Policies that help clean up some of the industrial practices. So all of those things are going to be important. At the moment, we still have inadequate targets and we don't have policies that are going to drive us to the targets that we need. This is a backward step in the big picture, but the other policies are going to be really important.
John Connor, CEO at the Climate Institute. Nicola says the deal shows that governments need to catch up with the community's views on renewable energy.
I am more optimistic based on yesterday than I have been, but I'm still extremely worried. communities and households and businesses are leading on this issue, and we need to see governments catch up. We need to see a recommitment and reaffirmation to renewable energy policy because it's in our national interest.
Nicola Eisen, Senior Research Consultant for the Institute of Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney, speaking to The Wire's Nicole Wedding.